capital tied together. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a very busy show here today. And in this half hour, we're going to be talking Mustang stuff. That's right. We're going to be talking to the editor-in-chief of Mustang Monthly Magazine, and also talking to him about his books that he's done over the years, including the most recent one about the Mustang Boss, which is back, of course, for model year 2012. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, he's a customizer, a Hollywood car builder, and an inventor. Eddie Paul will be joining us, and Eddie is bringing along a very special guest to tell us about a product that Eddie works with in his shop, and they've got some really interesting stories to tell, including the story of cutting a fire engine, if you can believe it or not, into two different pieces. Our telephone number is new over the last few weeks, so if you don't know it, please make note of it. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Right now, we'll go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth Donald Farr, who is the editor of Mustangs Monthly and noted author. Hello there, Donald. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much. Let's go back to the beginning of your love of Mustangs. I understand it started at an early age.
Yeah, it did. It actually started when I was about 11 or 12 years old and got off the school bus and looked across the highway from where I lived and saw at my grandfather's house, there was a signal flare red 66 Mustang GT. I thought somebody was visiting, so I walked over to check out the car and realized pretty quick that my grandfather had traded his four-door Falcon for a red Mustang. All of a sudden, I realized my grandfather became a celebrity in our little area of Union, South Carolina, and it told me something right away that there was something special about a Mustang, a lot better than a Falcon.
Absolutely, and this was a little bit of out of character for your grandfather there. I mean, trading in a four-door for this new sporty car, but this car really took the nation by storm right from the get-go.
Yeah, it was a great success story for Ford. I mean, they actually took Lee Iacocca, was his idea, and his team, and they basically rebuilt the Falcon into a sports car, and it was a tremendous success. They sold over a million cars there in the first year.
It's amazing, too, the story when you stop and think going back to the middle 1960s, 1964, there were only the three major networks, television-wise, and of course there was no internet then, and there wasn't things like satellite radio, etc. And so there were a lot more people looking at the TV than today, when there's so many fractionalization of channels between all the different networks and all the different offerings and all the different things going on the internet TV-wise. Back then, I know Ford did a television campaign the night before the Mustang was launched, and I think they ran the commercials simultaneously on all three of the big networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and that led up to a great buildup at the local dealership level.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, those were the days when people would, look forward to the new models coming out and go down to the dealership, and the dealers would put the paper over the windows so you couldn't see the cars and all that. But the interesting thing about the Mustang, when it was introduced, Ford decided not to get it lost in that typical September or October introduction day.
That's
they introduced
right.
the car in April, on April 17th, 1964. And it was a 65 model, but those cars had become known as 64 and a half models. because they had some different things from the 65 Ford cars, like a generator charging system as opposed to Ford switching to alternator in 65. So it was very much a tactical move, and not only that, it was also introduced at the New York World's Fair.
Yes,
at Ford Pavilion.
Lots of interesting things there, and of course, you know, today in the automotive world, new vehicles are introduced all over the world at various auto shows in various places, and it's almost seemingly every other week there's a new vehicle. But you're right, back then, it was basically the fall that the September was the time that all the new vehicles came out. So Ford really took a big step with this vehicle, and as you said, it was a huge success. Whatever happened to that that vehicle that you saw as a young boy, your grandfather's car? What happened to it in the long run?
Well, my grandfather drove it for about a year, and my grandmother had back problems. And I remember her always saying those bucket seats were the most comfortable car seats she ever sat in. But she had a hard time. The car was so low, she had a hard time getting in and out of it. So my grandfather, being a very practical-minded man, knowing that the wife needed to be happy, he traded it for a 67 Fairlane. But the car stayed in my hometown, and I kept an eye on it. You know, he sold it to the local optometrist, and his son drove it to college, and it came back. And then I would see it at the local grocery store. A bag boy owned it. And in the early 1980s, after I had made the move to Florida to take the job with Mustang Monthly, a friend of mine up there who Tom Mack, who still deals in classic cars to this day, he called me one day and said he knew the story about the car, and he said, your grandfather's old car is for sale, and if you want it, he said, I'll buy it, I'll hold on to it so you can come up here and get it. And that's what we did. I think I paid $1,200 for an old used 66 Mustang, but the history of the car and the tie into my grandfather was very important to me. And so I still own it. And last year I had it restored right back to the condition of the day that I saw it in February 1966 for the first time.
Oh, what a great story, Donald. Let's talk about some of the things that you've been doing over the years. As you noted, you're editor-in-chief of Mustangs Monthly, and you've written a couple of different books. And the most recent one is all about the Mustang Boss, which is back for model year 2012. But let's go back to the original Boss, because this is the one that got it all started. Give us the history, the build-up of what caused Ford to create this Mustang Boss 302 model.
Well, there were actually several reasons. By 1968, the muscle car wars were starting to build. Pontiac had the GTO, and Chevrolet had SS Chevelles, and Ford didn't have much in the way of performance cars at that time. They had the 390 Fairlane, and the 390 was in the Mustang. The 390 was basically the best high performance engine you could get in a Ford, or the 289 high performance, but they were being outdone by GM and especially Chrysler, with the Roadrunner and GTX and 440s and Hemis. So, a Hot Rod magazine staffer, went to Tasca Ford to do a story.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Tasca just complained about Ford's performance offering. He was a Ford dealer. And Eric Dahlquist was the writer, and he wrote a story complaining about Bob Tasca complaining about Ford's performance offerings, and they actually tested a car that Tasca had built using parts right off the parts counter at the Ford dealership, and that article made it all the way to the top of world headquarters, to Lee Iacocca, who sent out a memo saying, guys, what are we going to do about this? And as a result of that, Ford kind of came up with a plan to build performance cars with the image and more performance based off of production car, a production engine. And that resulted in cars in 69 like the Mach 1 and the Fairlane Cobra.
Great stuff, Don. Hold that thought. We'll be back with lots more.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight Seems I always end up driving by.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 61%. Don't wait another day. Just call 800-750-1576. That's 800-750-1576.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're talking Mustangs with the author of a wonderful book. It's called Mustang Boss 302, From Racing Legend to Modern Muscle Car by Donald Farr, our very special guest. And the foreword on the book was done by the one and only Parnelli Jones. Before we talk about the racing history of the Mustang Boss 302, Donald, let's talk about your own personal reaction the first time you saw a Boss 302. Do you remember that moment?
Oh, I sure do. That probably thanks to my grandfather buying a Mustang. I always figured my first car would be a Mustang, and I got one in 1970. It was just a 70 plain 70 fastback, but the Ford dealership it dressed it up with an accessory stripe. It was just we call them hockey stick stripes today, but it started on the door and it just said 302 under the mirror. And the first day I drove it to high school, a friend of mine came up to me and said, "Is that a Bosch 302?" And at the time, I didn't even know what a Bosch 302 was. and so I started, you know, keeping my eye out, and I was in a small town in South Carolina, and there weren't many, you know, new cars around.
Yeah.
But I one night I was up in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and anybody from Spartanburg will know about the Beacon and some of the other restaurants where everybody rode around. So I was at one of those, and I was just sitting there where you order, you know, and the kid would bring out your food, and I heard something rumbling coming behind me, and I looked, and in my rearview mirror I saw a Grabber Blue Mustang fastback like mine, but the stripes started on the fender, and they actually glowed in the dark, and it said Boss 302 instead of just 302 like mine. And the car went around the curb and came right in front of me and sat there in front of me, and I heard the solid lifters and I heard the burble of the dual exhaust, and it was like, wow, you know, I got to have one of those one of these days. And eventually that's what I did. I found one on a used car lot, coincidentally in Spartanburg, and coincidentally also it was Grabber Blue, not the same car, but I traded my little yellow 70 302 two-barrel Boss 302 for the real deal.
Wow, that must have been quite a moment when you took delivery of that vehicle. Let's talk a little bit about the racing history, and for our younger listeners, they may not realize that back in the late 60s there, there was a real race between not only the manufacturers in the muscle car area, but also on the racetrack.
Yeah, as I was saying before the break there, I was talking about Ford needed a performance image. Well, that tied right in to a series that was becoming very popular back in the late 60s called Trans Am. And Ford jumped in right away in 1966 and won the Trans Am Championship, 66 and 67. However, in 68, Chevrolet had jumped in with a Camaro with a new model geared right toward the Trans Am called the Z28. And a combination of things led right to Mark Donohue winning, taking the championship away from Ford in 68.
Mm-hmm.
So for 69, Ford had used a tunnel port engine. Kind of interesting. It was a 302, but the heads, so the ports would have a straight shot to the cylinders. They didn't curve around the push rods. They used tubes to go right through the ports, and for that reason, they called them tunnel ports. Well, those engines didn't do very well. They had to have high RPMs to make any power, and a lot of them just didn't make it. They exploded all over the racetrack, basically. So they were looking for a new engine for 69, and at some point, an engine engineer at Ford realized that they were developing these new Cleveland heads for 1970, and just with a few modifications and water ports and that sort of thing, they would bolt right on the old-style 302. And so they did some testing, and they realized that this would work, and it would be a lot cheaper than these unique heads that
sure.
they were doing with the tunnel port. And through that, they came up with this new race engine. And so they said, wow, we got this race engine, and we need this image like the Z28, and we need a car to compete with the Z28, a street sedan road racing type car. And at the time, they had a designer there named Larry Shinoda, who was very creative. He did the Mako Shark when he was at Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with the name Boss 302 because that was such cool word back in those days. You know, if you had the hottest car on the street was called, it was a boss. It was anything good was boss, you know.
Yeah.
So he came up with that name and it stuck. It worked. And the Boss 302 was born.
And it was only around for a relatively brief period of time. The 69 model year and the 1970 model year. All told, about how many of the original Bosses were made, give or take, Donald?
Well, they made, it came out as a mid-year model. Just coincidentally, it came out on the anniversary of the original introduction of the Mustang, April
wow.
17th. And 5 years after the original Mustang came out, they came out with the Boss 302 as a mid-year model. They built 1,628 that first year. It was only a half-year run. But for 1970, the SCCA had changed their homologation rules for those cars, and it was a percentage of the total build that they had to make, and so they built 7,014, so under 9,000 cars.
Yeah, so limited numbers, definitely, and certainly a collectible today, as you see them from time to time going over some of the auction blocks for some pretty serious money. This is a perfect gift for all Mustang lovers. Mustang Boss 302, from racing legend to modern muscle car. Where's the best place for folks to pick up a copy of the book?
You can get it both at online at Amazon or Motorbooks, www.amazon.com or motorbooks.com.
And what are your thoughts about the return of the Mustang Boss 302 for 2012?
I guess the thing for me is that Ford did this right. They, you know, they brought back the Mach 1 back in the early 2000s, and they brought back other models, but they never felt like they had the right car or the right combination to bring back the Boss name just as a strike package or something. So they waited until the new 2012 Mustang GT came out with a 5-liter engine, which just fantastically is 302 cubic inches. And at that point, they said, boy, the time is right to bring back the Boss 302. They didn't supercharge it. They left it naturally aspirated, high revving like the original car. They made it like a road racing type car. They didn't put electronic shock adjustment in there. You actually have to use a little screwdriver to make your own shock adjustment. So there's driver interaction with the car.
Well, it's a wonderful book, and everybody should pick one up for your favorite Mustang lover. Donald, we're going to get you back for a full hour. This is just not enough time. Thank you so much for your visit here today.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop, and then Hollywood car builder Eddie Paul will be with us. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Cato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're giving away some wash drops once again to thank those folks for underwriting my travel expenses to both the SEMA show and the Los Angeles International Auto Show. We're going to throw out a trivia question, and we're going to tie the trivia question into our guest in standing by. In the first version of the Cars motion picture, the Cars movie, what was the name of the tow truck in that movie? The telephone number is brand new, so don't be a stranger. Give us a call at the new number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Well, we have not one but two very special guests joining us right now. One is a regular contributor here to the broadcast. He is a Hollywood car builder extraordinaire. He's an inventor. And he is one of the coolest guys in all of the automotive world, Mr. Eddie Paul. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Eddie?
For a second, I didn't think you were talking about me. I'm doing good.
Excellent. And you have brought along a good friend, Leslie Cook, who is the president of TrueLine. Hey there, Leslie. How you doing?
Great. How about you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for making yourself available for the show. How did you guys first meet? Let's go back to that. Leslie, why don't you tell the story of how you originally met Eddie, and that kind of really sets the stage for what is to come.
Many years ago when Eddie, was it Fast and Furious 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Fast and Furious 1, I get this phone call from this crazy person late on a Friday evening saying, we want your alignment machine because we have to do 90-some-odd cars in the next 2 weeks or something. And I just went, okay. So I went and kind of poked around, checked out who Eddie was, and I said, sure, okay, we can make it happen, and got the machine, loaded it in a truck, drove down there, and next thing I know, it was insanity broke loose. And our laser alignment machine was used to align those cars because it was impossible for Eddie and his crew to be able to build the cars, get them set up, get them ready to roll in the time frame. Even a shot at any standard alignment shop could not have handled it because the volume was so huge. So we were aligning them as they were being built.
I might also add, too, that phone call to you came in about, 8 or 9 o'clock on a Friday night. So it wasn't even a normal working hour that we called you.
No, it was. I happened to be in the office, you know, probably wrestling with taxes or who knows, you know, the joy of being a business owner. And I said, okay, I'll answer the phone. And there's this person. And that was about 10 years ago.
What a great story. And, Eddie, it truly was an amazing task that you were faced with building all these cars for the first Fast and Furious movie. You know, as Leslie said, I mean, without her product, there's no way you could have done it.
No, it was weird because the way I got that show, too, was I kind of retired from the car building business because they weren't getting a lot of movies for a while. So we went into the regular machine shop business. I got a phone call from a friend of mine I used to work with at studios, and it started out with, hey, Eddie, what are you doing for the next couple months? And I knew that was not a good thing to ask. And so I had to set up this business overnight. I think within a couple days we had a shop set up, all the equipment. And then I called Leslie. I mean, I was frantic to get stuff in there and get things working. So the whole thing came together quick. And, you know, you get professionals and you all work together. Everything works good. And besides, she's kind of been stalking me for a while anyway. I just had to find something for her to do.
Yeah, it's more fun to follow him around and then beat off the ones that, you know, the women that want to chase him.
That's great.
His wife calls me what did she call me, the replacement bodyguard?
I think so. Yeah, you're the only one that would buy me coffee, so you became my best friend.
Yeah, give him caffeine, he'll follow you around like a puppy dog. It's good.
And he'll stay up for days at a time, too, right?
Oh, no, he'll go to sleep. He's just, you know, he's wired backwards.
Yeah. He puts me to sleep.
Slowed ground instead of receiving.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your product, Leslie. How long has it been around?
We've been around for over 35 years. It was originally invented by my father, who was a laser engineer, PhD, and he was contracted by Rotary Lift to create an alignment machine. And so he did that. They had a changing of management. They said, thank you very much. Here's your check. Have a nice day. Do whatever you want with it. He went to a bar, had a few to drink, called it TrueLine, and 4 months later won the Walmart contract.
Amazing.
And installed 850 units in Walmart over a period of about 8 years. And it never was really a product line per se that he had put out into the open market because he was an OEM for Snap-on, Kansas Jack, Hein Warner, things of that sort. And being an engineer, he wasn't real interested in being in the marketing industry. So 15 years ago, I was helping him, you know, close up a house and that kind of stuff, and he was complaining the phone was ringing. He just didn't want to do it anymore. I went to dinner with my husband and said, why don't we buy it? And here we are.
Great story. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is that this alignment tool is unlike any other alignment tool out there. I mean, Car and Driver featured it recently in their gearbox section. I mean, this is a portable device, and there's an interesting sidebar story about the Car and Driver piece. It wasn't even a brand new unit that they tested out.
No, it was a machine that was borrowed from a client in the area because they needed the machine so quickly that we could not get a body out there and equipment to them in time for going to print. So I made some calls to clients in the area, and one of them said, sure, we'll clean it up, blow it off, and send it over. The machine was over a decade old.
You
know, something funny I was just noticing, because while you guys were talking, I was reading the instruction. Even though I've had this unit for like 10 years, I thought it might be a good time to read the instructions.
Typical guy, yeah.
Just notice that you can align tractors. So you have a thing that hooks on like 100-inch rims?
Yeah, well, can I remind you of a little vehicle called Lightning McQueen?
Yeah, but that wasn't 100-inch rims. That was only like 25-inch
or something. The rims were taller than me on that car. Our car machine can be used to align buses, RVs, you know, everything from a Geo all the way up out of one machine. It's as simple as adding larger clamps and all the targeting that we use, and it's the same fundamental process. It's just simply being able to take small to big.
This makes me want to build a tractor now.
Okay, I shouldn't say that because he will, and then I have to go down and feed him coffee and follow him around. It's really bad.
Okay.
That's great. And, Leslie, I know the folks at Toyota, in particular TRD division, the racing development division of Toyota, loves your product and actually use it at the entry port in California. Tell us all about that.
Toyota needed a machine that was portable enough that could go from port to port or from bay to bay. The machines are used at the ports, so and when a car is brought in, suspension change, rims, tires, things of that sort needs to be aligned. And so this is being done by the longshoremen at the ports using our equipment, and they've got them all over the United States.
Amazing. So they're not even trained automotive technicians. They're longshoremen doing this work. So it must be pretty easy once you learn how to run the machine.
It is incredibly simple, except for Eddie, who overthinks everything. But
even
that's
a customizer
okay.
could do it.
Hey, he's used our machine as a frame jig. I don't even want to know what else he's used it for.
No, you don't.
You guys have
really
only driven
don't.
Over it twice. It's been good.
Very good.
But it is an incredibly simple machine. It takes about an hour and a half to learn it. It's not one of those that you have to learn how to figure out which button to push or what red light is green light or things of that sort. It's accurate. It's simple. It gives you the numbers. It doesn't lie to you. And the shops that use it are everything from Toyota to we've got RV dealers across the country, Kenworth dealers, fleets, very large fleets, very small fleets, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it gives the customer more flexibility than not.
Fascinating stuff. More with the dynamic duo here, Leslie and Eddie, straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We have two very special guests, Leslie Cook, the owner, president of True Line, and also Hollywood car builder and inventor, stunt driver, genius, Eddie Paul. We got the trivia question out there, an easy one, because it's tied into Eddie. Eddie worked on some replicas of these vehicles from the original movie Cars. Not Cars 2, but the original one. I haven't seen the second one. Don't know if this character is in the second one. But in the original one, what was the name of the tow truck? Whoever comes up with the answer is going to get the Wash Drops prize package, which not only includes this revolutionary new way to wash your car with one bucket of water, and you don't have to rinse the car off, you don't have to need a hose, and you can just wash one area of your car and then dry it off, and after you're done with the one bucket of water and the wash drop solution, you can dump it on a flower bed. It's completely environmentally friendly, so it's great for water-restricted areas or cold areas of the country where you can wash your car at not so great temperatures. The telephone number 855-660-4261. Let's go to John first, who joins us listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. John, how you doing?
Good.
Well, let's see if you can answer the question here. The original Cars movie, Cars 1, big success, and the tow truck, the character was voiced by the one and only comedian there. What's his name? The famous comedian I know so well. What's his name, Eddie? It's
I don't know. I know who he is.
Blue collar.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Hey, thank you, Leslie. I had a senior moment right there. Let's see if our friend from KXEL can tell us the name of that tow truck that was used in the car movie, which was voiced by Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, of course, it would be Tow Mater.
Ah, ha, ha. Very good.
That's not what we called it.
Oh, what did you call it, Eddie? Not allowed to say on the air, but tell our caller from Idaho about your work, Iowa rather, listening on KXEL, about you building the replicas of those vehicles.
Yeah, we started, we got the job through Jay Leno because he thought we were the only one that could build a cartoon car, which was kind of hard to describe to us what we're going to be building. But after we started with, I believe it was Sally, which was all metal. That was quite a bit of work. Then they gave us lightning, and out of the whole thing, I wanted to build Tow Mater the most. And of course, that was the last job we got. There's only a couple weeks left, so we got that one out just in the nick of time. But after doing that, we were working like, I don't know, 72-hour days. We were fried. We had our own special name for every one of those projects.
Very good. Well, congratulations. Hang on from that, and we'll send you out some wash drops, and we'd love to get your feedback on it. Hang on from that. So that's just one of the builds that you've done. And as you mentioned, of course, at the top, we were talking about the original call there to Leslie about the first Fast and Furious movie where you built 90 cars. But the second Fast and Furious movie, Eddie, you really had to build an even larger number of vehicles. Tell us about the total number for movie two.
Yeah, that was about 220 cars in 2 months. And we had to rent 5 shops to do it in, 1 shop just to store the cars before we started on, another shop to store them after we were done. They were loading them on trucks, and they were shipping down to Florida. That was probably the biggest quantity of cars we ever built at one time, I'm sure. But you know what? It actually was the smoothest job. We didn't work a lot of overtime. Everything went pretty good, but it was just assembly line. Just get them in, do the changes, and get them out. And during the time, I wrote the book on the cars of the Fast and Furious. So it obviously wasn't that hard. I couldn't have written a book at the same time.
Multitasking and all the time using the True Line device from Leslie?
Full time. Every car went out, went right through that machine, and then out and onto the truck. By the time we got to Florida, I can't guarantee the wheel alignment was the same, but it was good when it left our shop.
Very good. And that's the great thing.
I was thinking about Eddie the other day. I was painting my office with a roller. Eddie has a famous car that he built that was actually painted with a roller, Eddie.
I love that story. Go ahead and tell it, Eddie.
When we did the Grease cars, that was my first film. And it was 2 weeks to build 48 cars. We did all the little Pink Lady cars that were in the background on the show, and then Grease Lightning, 2 of those and 2 of the Mercs. And our compressor broke down right before delivery on one of the 47 Fords. So I sent somebody out to Home Depot, picked up a gallon of white paint, off-white paint, and a paint roller, and we painted the car with a paint roller. We had no choice. It had to be the color. We did that, loaded it on the truck, sent it to the studio, still wet. And the director actually called me up later and thanked me. He thought it was neat that I came up with this idea of making a flat finish so he didn't get the reflection of the cameras.
Very good. Excellent story. And that vehicle today resides in the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles.
Yeah, or one like it.
Very good. Leslie, tell us a little bit more about the applications of the True Line device. This is, it doesn't look like it's an imposing heavy item. It's portable. Give our listeners a little idea about the size and weight of it and the cost of it and, the different applications. I mean, you've already told us some, but there are so many different things that you can do with this.
Well, this is a mechanical laser wheel alignment machine. So it doesn't care what kind of vehicle that you're going to be working with. It could be anything, like I said, from a Geo Metro up to a tractor trailer. It's still going to have accuracy of up to 64ths of an inch. And it's going to give you the numbers. It's not going to lie to you. A lot of clients hang the machine on a wall, or it lives on a tool cart and just moves from bay to bay to bay, or they're in mobile trucks where they're taken from location to location. So it weighs about under 100 pounds, and it gives you the pieces that you need of the puzzle. The most common thing that happens to the equipment is somebody drives over it. It is really the biggest failure that we see on the equipment. It's 100% American-made. It's going to stay that way or I'll roll the doors down. And it gives the client the cost of ownership that they really want and the return on investment that they really want without being buried into a computer alignment machine that will be obsolete for them in 3 to 5 years.
Also, it takes a big piece of your shop, and that property is worth a lot, a lot of space you need to use.
That was the driving force for you and Renee, Eddie.
Well, no.
Was the space.
Yeah, because anything we have, we put a plasma cutter down, it takes up floor space. And we were looking at another machine before we called you, and it was taking up a big corner of the shop. I think it was upwards of $20,000. It would take weeks to put together. It was ridiculous. We looked at it and said, there's no way in the world we could do this. It's just not worth it.
Jay Leno actually owns one of these machines because of the same issue.
Yeah, I've seen it down there.
Jay Leno can buy anything he wants.
Yep. Yep. And he takes it to the car, and every car he's got is weird. Kind of like ours.
He's got some unique ones, that's for sure.
That's very good.
Tractors. I can't believe you can align a tractor.
He's just now reading the instructions. Do you see what I have to deal with?
I can
you imagine being this man's wife?
I didn't even know
he had instructions till just now.
No, you just like having me around. That's it. Me and my crew, yeah.
I'll even ask you if I have a question, but yeah, I'll start reading now.
But yes, Bob, it is an alignment machine, regardless. I mean, it doesn't have the whistles or bells. Doesn't have the sex appeal. The only thing cute about it is me. And it gives the customer what they need instead of the fluff.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest piece about what makes this machine, as you know, do what it does. And just like Car and Driver, they used a machine that was like 12 years old, you know, and it still did exactly what it did the day it was built.
And yeah, we've aligned all kinds of weird stuff. We've done trailers, cars, I mean, weird cars. I mean, we've run the gamut from cars split in half to you name it, we've done it. I don't think we've run into anything yet. You know, we even used it, kind of part of it, on that shark when we had to align the shark, the one for Cousteau, and it was swimming in circles. We found out how to align the spine using part of your machine.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
So you align your shark with this.
And align your shark with a machine. I like that.
Well, because the background of my father in the laser portion of in the automotive industry was frame dimensioning.
Uh-huh.
And so this machine can be used on, you know, pulling rack, building a car, wall suspensions being put on. I have lots of people that own it in their own house, their shop. You know, if they have their own small fleet, which, you know, a lot of people do.
Absolutely.
Some do.
Sure.
It's small enough and flexible enough that it works, does the job that they want.
Maybe we could send this to Washington and clean up the mess there and straighten things out.
I'm beginning to wonder. I'm thinking about it. You know, I just want to get take it is American made stamp and put it on the forehead instead of sending it off to China or somewhere else.
So true. Leslie, give out your website and all your information real quick.
Okay, it's www.tru-line.net, and it's 800-496-3777 or 360.
Excellent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.